My name is Ruthie Grant, and I believe that God has called me to join with the Apostle Paul and countless other leaders in the task of telling people about Jesus. The book of 2 Timothy says that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power, and God has and love and self-discipline. It also says not to be ashamed of the testimony that God has given you. I have decided to come here today and boldly speak of some of the things God has taught me and done in my life. I understand that in order to lead others, I must first lead myself. Paul charges Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:13 to follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from your teachers and leaders. One place I am growing and leading myself spiritually is my Bible reading. When I read the Bible, I used to just read one like book and then go through it, and it was like a one and done kind of a thing. I learn a lot, but I just kind of forget it all and move on to the next book. Recently, Sean asked us to go through 2 Timothy, and we went through it all of April. So we went through it, and it's only 4 chapters long. So I went through it like 4 times, and every time I went through it, I learned something new. It taught me that when I read, I need to just not like read through it and just check it off, like making it a checklist, but to really dig deep and look at my notes and take notes and look further than just the words. 2 Timothy 4:2 through 4 says, to preach the word of God and to patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. It says that a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths. Sean has asked me to share one verse from anywhere in the Bible that I think would correct or encourage you, even if it isn't something that everyone would like to hear. I have chosen Isaiah 12 and Psalm 130 because I think my peers really need to understand the truth that God forgives us. Always, there is no such thing as too far gone with him. Even before we learn to forgive ourselves, God has forgiven us. Everything that we have experienced, good or bad, God has already felt it. There are times when God seems far off and too holy for you, but God is a transcendent, meaning he's in heaven, but he's also in us. And everything we have felt, he felt on the cross. Thank you so much for giving me a chance to share my heart.